People overseas hear the words of the presidential candidates on the Voice of America, and now employees say their broadcast service is being torn apart. Nearly half of the VOA employees signed a petition to Congress saying the VOA is being politicized and slowly dismantled. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on a service that once called itself a beacon for liberty.
The petition is titled, Who's Killing America's Voice? It is signed by 450 VOA employees. Its target is the Broadcasting Board of Governors, the group of presidential appointees that controls VOA. The petition charges the Board of Governors with slashing the amount and variety of VOA news programming, while at the same time building new services that are not accountable to the same standards of accuracy and balanced reporting. Dan Robinson has been a VOA correspondent for some 25 years. He recalls a speech given by President Bush at VOA headquarters in the months following September 11, 2001.
One of the things he said, and I'm paraphrasing here, was that in this war on terror, we are not neutral. Many people interpreted that as a signal that VOA should begin to more closely reflect the U.S. policy objectives of the United States government.
That would be a big change in VOA. Its charter, passed by Congress, mandates that VOA news be objective, including in its representation of U.S. policies, and that it broadcast discussion and opinion. The former deputy director of VOA, Alan Heil, calls that bedrock principle.
As the Voice of America said in its first broadcast, the news may be good, the news may be bad, but we will tell you the truth. And VOA staff members for three generations now have lived by that motto.
In the last few years, though, many VOA staffers say they've witnessed a troubling series of events. They were most alarmed when the Broadcasting Board of Governors shut down all of VOA's Arabic language programming, then created new services aimed at the same Middle East population. Those two services, Radio Sawa and Al Hura Television, do not have any kind of congressional mandate for objectivity like VOA's. And just last week, VOA management announced a reorganization of the news department and demotion of the news director. Many employees fear that will open the door wide to politicized reporting.
That's utterly ridiculous.
That's Norm Pattitz, the founder of Westwood One, a commercial radio network, and an appointee of both Presidents Clinton and Bush to the Broadcasting Board of Governors. Pattitz has driven many of the changes at VOA, not, he says, because of its editorial standards, but because its audience was too small.
We all understand that change can often be difficult, but the kinds of changes that we have engaged in have created services that are listened to by audiences that are larger by, in some cases, tenfold and twentyfold than the previous services that they've replaced.
Pattitz says the more modern Radio Sawa, which broadcasts news and a mix of English and Arabic pop music, and Al Hura Satellite Television do a better job at reaching the target audience. He says their editorial standards are no different from VOA's, even though Radio Sawa and Al Hura TV have no congressional charter. But now Congress could get involved. The VOA employees' petition is drawing attention on Capitol Hill, especially since so many signed it. And now several lawmakers are calling for a fresh look at U.S. government news services. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.